You will recall that in her editorial, Angie Kennedy mentioned the new series about collectors. This month, Rachel Banham met Margaret Lunn, who collects named paper serviettes. Sue Ryan tells us about this very unusual hobby.
Having collected named paper serviettes for more than 60 years, Margaret Lunn now has between 2,000 and 3,000 of them, neatly filed in 29 albums. During lockdown, though, Margaret decided that the time was right to stop collecting, and now she is keen to pass on her collection. Explaining how she started collecting the serviettes as souvenirs of her travels in the late 1950s, she says, "It was in the days when people first started going abroad, and they had nice, pretty serviettes. A lot of people used to do them." Margaret's collection includes named paper serviettes from hotels, airlines, the BBC, and even the Oscars awards ceremony. "I didn't collect that one," she says. "I used to know someone who was a film buff at the time, and he brought one back." Margaret lives in Buckinghamshire, but has holidayed at Wells Next to Sea in Norfolk for some 40 years, and is a reader of Let's Talk. For a while, she swaps serviettes with a fellow collector in Australia, and also has a fellow collector in the USA. Both of them have now given up collecting their named paper serviettes, and Margaret has decided the time has come for her to cease collecting too. "I decided when we were all locked down it was time to stop," she says. "It's a question of what to do with them, really." Margaret's collection is varied and includes name serviettes from Finley's Coffee Lounge, the Egg Nest, the Golden Egg Restaurants, Royal Festival Hall Restaurants, Barclays, Air Mauritius, and the Air Charter Scotland Limited. There are also reminders of airlines from times gone by. BOAC, that's the British Overseas Airways Corporation, and BEA, the British European Airways. They don't exist anymore, Margaret says. It's sort of historical, really.
Well, Sue, that really is odd.